Banner. Live.
Uncensored.
Radio Free America. Another exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire.
Well, that's the key word, fire, right? The Father is a consuming fire. And here we are with Gene Smith, the Bible Truth Man. We'll tell you how to get his materials, by the way, in a little while. And Henry from Connecticut always asks good questions, Henry. And Gene, you were just asking or answering Henry's question about the scriptures and that is the Bible versus the translations. So go right ahead.
Yes, the Dead Sea Scrolls, as they're called, was discovered in 1947 by a shepherd boy that threw a rock into a cave there at the old Essene community of Qumran.
He was an Arab.
Dead Sea. And he broke some jars, and then those jars were what was called now the Dead Sea Scrolls. Now, these scrolls have various scrolls, but they had a Bible scroll which contained all the books of the Law and the Prophets that we have today in the King James Bible, the New American Standard Bible, the New International Version, the Revised Standard Version, except for the book of Esther.
So let me just get this straight. I don't want to interrupt. The whole book except for book of Esther.
Yes, they had all the books. They had fragments of all of the, what we call the books, of the Law and the Prophets from Genesis to Malachi, except for Esther. And they had the complete scroll of Isaiah. And they matched Isaiah to the King James Bible, and it was a very good translation from the Hebrew to the English of Isaiah in the King James Bible. So that is very good evidence that we have in the King James Bible, as well as these other translations I've mentioned, a very good English translation from the Hebrew text, even though here and there are translations that we need to go to the Hebrew word to clarify the meaning a lot better.
Okay.
But, you know, that's called study.
Right. Go ahead.
I said the New Testament scriptures, the oldest we have is called the Codex Sinaiticus, and it is of the 4th century A.D., just 300 years from the original writing, which is very near the original writing as far as history goes of any document. And it's at the St. Catherine's Monastery at the base of Mount Sinai, that the Catholics call Mount Sinai. And I don't think that's Mount Sinai, really, but that's beside the point. St. Catherine's Monastery there in the southern Sinai Peninsula has that original copy of the Greek scriptures and the Hebrew scriptures both. And so we have from these histories documentation that our King James English and the modern English translations are very good translations from the Hebrew and the Greek, even though there are here and there some minor mistranslations. But if you buy a Bible like the Key, K-E-Y Study Bible, that I like especially, or the DAKE, D-A-K-E, Annotated Reference Bible, they have a lot of these minor mistranslations corrected for you in the footnotes. But in Bible study, in serious Bible study, you would have a Hebrew and Greek lexicon. And if you come across a verse in the English that you don't quite understand, you look up the main nouns in the Hebrew and the Greek lexicon.
Right. Yeah, that's what I thought. I'm not a Christian, but I thought you had some reference, like the same as like an archaeology, somebody who's into I can't say the word, but, you know, deals with bones and stuff. or people who do scholars, they're going to have some reference manuals.
Do you have another question, Henry? Because we're up against the break.
Okay.
I'm going to hold you again
because
we've had so many quick breaks here.
Yes.
So stay on the line. All right,
I
have more questions and comments, too. Obviously, we welcome other callers at 800-313-9443. And we will be back in 3 minutes to continue the program. And you know the name. It's Uncensored Radio Free America, right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Rick Adams, the Radio Avenger. Be right back with more of Gene Smith, the Bible Truth Man.com.
Are Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at NorthernVoiceBookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at NorthernVoiceBookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Rick Adams is back. Live, uncensored radio, Free America continues on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
All right, we're back now, and Henry, you had another question that you wanted to address to Gene.
Yeah, I want to say this very quick, and then we're going to go. If he could tell me, you know, like maybe where originally the word Aryan, A-R-Y-A-N, and I heard one time he said something about the word Adam, which described, you know, I don't know this, but said it described a certain race or ethnic or geographical area. If that word, I know that may not be related, but if there's, you know, some ancient connection to the word Aryan, too, or is that something
Did you different? Say the word Adam?
Yeah,
Adam,
Adam.
Like Edom?
Yeah, no, Adam like Adam.
Or Adam,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, right,
okay.
A-D-A-M.
Right. Okay.
That's that they're related.
All right, then let him answer those questions.
Yeah, and I'll
you
go.
Can,
I'll,
you
I'll
can listen off here. All right, okay. Go ahead, Gene.
Well, the word Aryan comes from this philosopher Arius, who was basically a non-believer in the scriptures of the Bible, and he did not believe in Christ Jesus as the only begotten Son of God the Father either, and he was his philosophy basically was a very materialistic philosophy that basically the Pharisees and scribes had, and. Mm-hmm. And the Sadducees also, and he is the Arian heresy of Arius is where we get the word Arian from, which is does not connect with the Hebrew word Adam, which means to be ruddy, to show blood in the face. That's why the Bible calls
Adam, Adam, because it comes from this word Adam, which means to be ruddy or rosy complected. The Bible, it says in Song of Solomon chapter 5, verse 10, Lamentations chapter 4, verse 7, that ruddy is tied right in with a white complexion. So rosy complexion and a white complexion go hand in hand. This was Adam. This was Eve. They were of a ruddy or rosy white complexion, meaning they were the first white people. They were our parents of they were our original parents of the white race. The Bible in the Hebrew from the word Adam, meaning to show blood in the face, to be ruddy, proves this definitely. And that's why God called the man that he put in the Garden of Eden to tend the garden, Adam. It's very because he was the first white man from that Hebrew word Adam. Now it's very interesting that if you go to Genesis chapter 1 verse 28, it says, "And God blessed them, and God said unto them," meaning male and female. He commanded male and female together, and be fruitful and multiply and replenish the land. Replenish means to populate the land from a previous population. And that previous population were the dinosaurs, of course. And subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over every living thing that moveth upon the land. So therefore the command to both male and female of these pre-Adamic races were completely different than the command given to Adam. Adam was told only to take care of a garden in the land of Eden. And God only commanded him to do this originally because Eve had not been created yet. So we have two different commands. We have two different basic stories. One, that God commanding both male and female of the pre-Adamic people to subdue the land and have dominion over the animals of that land. And then we have Adam being commanded only, without Eve, to take care of a garden in the land of Eden. So mm-hmm. There's two different commands to two different people.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you for that call, Henry. I have so many questions. Let me just start with one here, and this is for the benefit of the audience, obviously. I think I know the answer, but I want you to address, you see how, first of all, there are people today in the churches, I'd say most of your churches today are teaching a lot of ideas that are mythological or are not based really in the original Word of God, but come from paganism or different theologies and schools and people like Schofield and Darby and so forth. And they will say, well, now, if what Gene Smith is saying is true, that there are different races for different paces, and God has, a relationship with his people and nobody else, blah, 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 then why does it say in the Scripture that God is no respecter of persons? They'll resurrect that verse there and say, you see, that disproves what he's saying.
No,
what do you say to that?
That doesn't disprove what I'm saying at all. He is no respecter of persons.
Mm-hmm.
You reap what you sow as an individual, no matter what race you are.
Mm-hmm.
And God is the Father in Christ Jesus are going to judge all these people by their works. That's New Testament teaching. I know the preachers say you're not going to be judged by your works, but the New Testament scriptures say you are.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be the Christians resurrected from the dead in the first resurrection. There's going to be a very big resurrection of people in the second resurrection, 1,000 years later, as Revelation chapter 20 says, and they're going to be judged according to their works,
uh-huh.
as Revelation chapter 20 verse 12 says. So we, as Christians today, are judged according to our works also. We're to have good works in our life, which means we're to obey the laws of God in Exodus and Deuteronomy, the commandments and statutes that are the same laws of the new covenant also, as Hebrews chapter 8 and verse 10 says, and Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 16 says. And so Paul said the laws of God are holy and just and good in Romans chapter 7 and verse 12. Why would God do away with anything that's holy and just and good, preacher, I'd like to ask you?
Mm-hmm.
The laws of God are not done away with by Christianity or by the death and resurrection of Christ Jesus. No, not at all. And in fact, we're to have the faith of Christ Jesus, but that faith it says in Romans chapter 3, verse 31, establishes the law of God Elohim, the commandments and statutes. We're not talking about the animal sacrifices. They're done away with in the new covenant, but not the commandments and statutes and judgments of God in Exodus and Deuteronomy at all.
Now, the follow-up to that, then, would be, as you know, the scriptures record at the time of the Noahic flood that his people, he's speaking specifically now, according to the teaching that we're hearing here, that his people were a wicked generation at the time, and also when Jesus came, they were a wicked generation, a generation engaging in adultery, again, the race mixing, and also another thing which is very prevalent was homosexuality. And now we find those things today in Europe and Australia and the United States and Canada more prevalent than in times gone by, the homosexuality amongst his people and also the race mixing more than at any other time. And he says that as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in those days. And does that mean that that's it? I mean, he's going to come and destroy everybody. Or is he going to give?
He didn't destroy everybody in the time of Noah again.
Yeah.
He's coming to destroy the race of Cain, and he's going to destroy anybody that fights against him, as Zechariah chapter 14 says.
Right, right.
Now, the Caucasian Israel people, the Israel people of the Bible, our ancestors, have been very evil people. I mean, we were sent into the Assyrian captivity, the Babylonian captivity. God spanked us with the Philistines, with the Phoenicians, with the Syrians. So now we're being spanked by the race of Cain. They're ruling us now. And as was prophesied in Genesis chapter 4 and verse 7, that Cain would rule over the people of Abel, the white race, and that is happening now. We're living in the time of Noah now. We're living in the time of Sodom and Gomorrah. And Christ Jesus said that those were the two main signs of his imminent return. Mm-hmm. And like you say, Rick, the signs of Noah, the sign of the which is race mixing and interracial marriage and biracial children and violence, those are the signs of Noah. The signs of Sodom and Gomorrah are, you know, queers and lesbians and prevailing, being a political force in society, which is happening now. And these things were not happening just 50 years ago. We did not have the race mixing, the biracial children. We did not have the violence. We did not have the queers and lesbians, especially, being a political force just 50 years ago. All of this, basically, the time of Noah and the time of Sodom and Gomorrah has happened within the last 40 to 50 years.
Right.
And so we are near the time of Christ Jesus' return, folks. I just want to let you know that. And Rick, also, what I am teaching proves the Bible is true scientifically. It is true historically. It is true archaeologically. And when people know that, like Henry, when they know that, hopefully they will realize that the Bible is a book of truth. Its prophecies have been fulfilled in history and are being fulfilled today. And Christ Jesus is who he said he was, the Messiah and the only begotten Son of God. He came to die for our sins, the violation of God's laws. He came to give us salvation, to bring us to the Father, as he said in John chapter 14, verse 6, that no man comes to the Father but through him. And if you can believe that the Bible is true historically, archaeologically, and scientifically, then you cannot really say that Christ Jesus' words are not truth also.
But he also said that he would come to seek and save that which was lost.
And that
he would save his people from their sins.
That's it.
All Israel will be saved, including some of the sins we just mentioned. But the thing is, they will have to repent first, right?
Right. And he's talking about that which was lost, meaning lost in the Assyrian captivity.
Right.
Not spiritually lost, but lost physically in the Assyrian captivity.
That's
when the Israel people of the Assyrian captivity, the millions of people of the house of Israel and the house of Judah, lost their identity.
Right.
They went into Eastern, Western Europe, Scandinavia, Britain, and eventually to America, not knowing who they are. And the vast majority of the Caucasian people today still do not know. They still do not know they're the Israel people of the Bible.
Yes, that's true. Very good. Okay, we'll get right back to the phones when we come back, and we'll mention how you can get in touch with Gene Smith as well, our guest. I'm Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We shall return in 3 minutes.
United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Morning, neighbor.
Hey, shouldn't you be at work?
I am. As a matter of fact, I pulled another all-nighter.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, at least I'm making money 24/7, but I never have to go to work.
So what do you do?
Not very much at all now. About a month ago, I heard about this website. It's got a funny name. It's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
That is funny.
Yeah, you can earn $1,200 to $12,000 a week starting the very first week.
Oh, is that how you bought that new mower?
Yeah, and the motorcycle I've always wanted, too. You should log on. Find out how you can become financially free.
So what was that website?
It's www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Just wait, I'll go get a pen so I can write that down.
You don't need to write it down, it's easy to remember. DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Yeah, DidYouRobBillGates.com. That is easy.
It's easy, and the money is awesome.
Don't feel like the Lone Ranger. You've got the Radio Avenger on your side.
Hey, Rick Adams is on. Hey, turn your horse radio on. Rick Adams is on. Ouch.
And we're back now with our guest, Gene Smith. And by the way, those of you who are new-time listeners might want to know how to get in touch with Gene and his website. Gene, go ahead. Give us that information.
Well, my website is Bible Truth Man. That's one long, three words, but in one, BibleTruthMan.com. That doesn't mean that I have the truth. It means I get my truth from the Bible. That's why I call myself Bible Truth Man. I get my truth from the Bible, not from any person or not from my imagination. Mm-hmm. And then on that, it'll have my email address on that website and what you can order from me in literature and audio tapes. And I have a new mailing address I'd like to give out tonight also.
Yes.
It's P.O. Box 151433. P.O. Box 151433, Arlington. That's A-R-L-I-N-G-T-O-N. A-R-L-I-N-G-T-O-N, Arlington, Texas. And the zip is 76015. 76015. And my phone number, if you want to call and talk to me directly to order literature I have that will prove that the Caucasian people are the Israel people of the Bible and how I have literature and audio tapes on what we're talking about tonight, at 817 area code 483-1485. 817 area code 483-1485. And please call me if you're going to tonight after the program.
All right. Let's go to Stefan in Idaho. Hello, Stefan. You're on with Gene Smith.
Oh, how you doing?
Good.
My question concerns his explanation about communism, that he thinks that it's wrong. And if you understand communism, it's just another word for collectivism,
mm-hmm.
which is the political, which is the politics of competing for group interest, competing for power and leadership over the individual. There's two paradigms. There's collectivism, and then there's individualism. Collectivism, the Bible, is just a book of collective control of God's said. So in the greater scheme of things, he's putting down collectivism, but he's claiming the Bible is the Word of God, is real. So that there's a dichotomy there, is what I'm trying, is basically my question. How does he resolve the dichotomy that he's putting down collectivism, but the Bible is the book?
All right,
of
let him
control.
Respond directly. He's listening.
Thank you.
Go ahead.
Well, the Bible is a book of government and law. It's a book of history.
Exactly.
And it's a book
collective control.
It's a book of principles, good principles. Communism, collectivism is like
the same thing.
No.
Let him answer, all right?
Collectivism with Stalin in the Soviet Union, where the human government runs everything. And, of course, it's totally anti-Christian and anti-Bible. And,
it's pro-Bible.
The Bible's not a book of communism and collectivism
in
that respect.
It's
a book about government. It's a book about law. We have to have government. We have to have law, or we have anarchy totally in our society. But we need the government of God. We need the laws of God to be our government, not the laws of Stalin and human communism and human socialism and collectivism.
No, there's two paradigms. There's individualism and collectivism, and the Bible is a book about collectivism of God said, claiming there is a God. And so you have to prove there is a God to even say that the Bible is legit.
Well, there has to be a God. Even atheists, a lot of atheists now say that there's something up there that created everything,
okay.
An intelligent designer, as they
truth
call that.
God.
You cannot have, you don't have the eternal existence of matter. Matter has to be created. It
right.
doesn't, it doesn't create itself. You don't
truth,
get something.
Truth is God.
Excuse me, may I speak? You do not get, something from nothing. And even, a lot of atheists, like I say there has to be something up there that created matter, that was used to create the universe and the planet Earth and life on the Earth. And so you have to have, what they call an intelligent designer, what we know as the God, of the Bible, God the Father in Christ Jesus. The Bible tells you where the universe came from. It tells you who created the universe and planet Earth and life on the Earth. And, it is a history of that as well as a history of the Adamic race, the white race, and of the Israel people from that race.
What do you believe, Stefan?
I believe in individualism.
Are you
is truth.
Let me ask you this. Would you classify yourself as an objectivist?
Well, I consider myself as a sovereign individual, that God created me, and God is truth. And the Bible is a political system to control the individual.
So what do you do?
The Bible is a book written by that God.
Yeah.
God, yes.
Well,
God
can you prove that that Bible exists?
Well, you're going to be controlled by somebody. Stefan, you're going to be controlled by somebody,
exactly.
Either yourself or somebody else.
Individualism is control over your own environment and the responsibility that you have. That's the paradigm.
It sounds like existentialism to me.
Yeah, it does. It's basically humanism is what it is he's talking about here.
There's only one law.
Uh-huh.
Well, if I may respond.
All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back on that note. Stay where you are. We'll be right back, and we'll move along, take more calls right here on this fascinating edition of Uncensored Radio Free America. I'm Rick Adams, our guest, Gene Smith, BibleTruthMan.com. Stay with me.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. The because you can handle the truth.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Attention, this is an RBN financial news bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The Insider Secrets Revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
We're back now, and Gene Smith, our guest. You're still there, Stefan?
Sure am.
Okay, we'll try to wrap up your points quickly.
Well, could he answer that one question?
All right.
The Bible is collectivism, and he's anti-collectivism, so how does he resolve that dichotomy?
Well, he doesn't agree with your assertion. He's saying the Bible
is
not a book of collectivism.
It is. It's a
law. Well, you say it is, but he's saying no.
No, he said it was. He said it was.
No, he didn't say that.
Did you listen to him?
He did not say that.
Government. What is government? It's collectivism.
Government and God's government are not the same, though, he's saying.
Of course it is.
No, that doesn't make any sense at all.
It's God said. It's a book of God said. That's government. The difference between government of government said and God said is only who's saying it.
No.
If
that
he can prove that that God said it, then I'll bow to him. But he can't.
Well, he doesn't want you to bow to him either.
No, not at all.
Well, that's correct.
I think you're very confused.
No, I'm saying individualism is you have the right to do whatever you want, just so long as you don't violate another person's individual rights.
I know
that's
you're coming from. Go ahead.
That is the true law.
All right.
Law
okay. Hey. All right, Stefan. You're excited. I understand that.
No,
I'm going to stay out of this. I'm going
to
let Gene. I'm going to let Gene just answer your question, then we have to move along.
Number one, collectivism, like I say, is a communist theory, a human government communist theory, where human government runs everything, and you don't have a choice. Stalin had collectivism, and he didn't give anybody a choice. You go throughout world history, and all the great empires of world history were ruled by kings who gave nobody a choice. You obeyed the human king or, you know, you got your head cut off, you got killed in some way. Yet the God the Father in Christ Jesus gives us a choice individual. Excuse me, sir. Let me finish. I'll let you talk. Gives us a choice individually in the new covenant to follow him, his laws, and be a part of his kingdom or not. He doesn't come down here and make you be a part of his kingdom. You have a choice whether to be in his kingdom when Christ Jesus returns on this earth or not. You have a choice whether to obey his laws or not. In Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 19, the God of the Bible says, I call heaven and earth to record this day against you that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life that both thou and thy seed may live. It's a choice we have as individuals. You don't have that choice in human collectivism. The Bible is not a book of collectivism where everybody, like robots, has to obey God. It is an individual choice in the new covenant to either follow God, the Father in Christ Jesus' teachings and their laws, or to not do so, and to be a part of their kingdom by doing so, or to not be a part of their kingdom by not doing so when Christ Jesus returns. So it's not a book of collectivism at all. On the contrary, it is a book of individualism. We're all going to be judged individually by our work.
Okay.
You're
I have to break at that point. Thank you for the call, Stephan. We have to move along. We're going to move along now because I want to save time, Gene, for other callers,
right.
And we don't have too much time left. Let's go to Joe Church. Hello, Joe. You're on with Gene.
Hi, Rick. Hi, Gene.
Hi, yes. Joe.
I'd like to read a couple of verses about the First World Age, mm-hmm. which I think is very important in the discussion tonight. I'd like to go to Jeremiah chapter 4
mm-hmm.
and start right along about verse 23.
Mm-hmm.
And I beheld the earth, and lo, it was without form and void. That's the same without form and void in Genesis 1 and 1-2. Tuhu vabuhu. And the heavens, they had no light. And I beheld the mountains, and lo, they trembled, and the hills moved lightly. And I beheld, and lo, there was no man, and all the birds of heaven were fled. You know, in Noah's flood, I believe there was 8 Adamic souls saved. In this flood, there were no men saved. Even all the birds of heaven fled.
Mm.
I'd like to go over to Psalms chapter one, chapter 104, starting around about verse 4. Who maketh, let's start at 3. Who layeth the beams of his chambers in the waters? Who maketh the clouds his chariot? Who walketh upon the wings of the wind? That's the Ruach. And 4. Who maketh his angel spirits? Spirit bodies, if you will, his ministers, a flaming fire. I believe we might be listening to one tonight. Verse 5, mm-hmm. Who laid the foundations of the earth, that it should not be removed forever. Now catch this verse, 6. Thou coverest it with the deep as with a garment. The waters stood above the mountains. At thy rebuke, they fled. And the New Testament refers to the catabole, or the overthrow, Satan's overthrow, that you refer to in English as the from the foundations of the earth. You see, there was an overthrow. There was a flood. The waters were above the mountains, but it wasn't Noah's flood. It was a flood long before that.
Right.
See, people don't realize that.
Mm-hmm.
And a couple of comments about things that have been said tonight on the program.
Mm-hmm.
On Genesis 3:15, Cain's seed would be at odds with the Adamic seed forever.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, Hebrew. The Hebrew language is the language of the angels. But always remember that there are good and bad angels. With the works that you were talking about earlier, those are works of planting seeds, his seeds from the scriptures. And, Gene, I'd like to ask you, is it possible that we could return to taking Hebrew and making it a cultural language so our children could study it and learn it as part of our culture?
Well, the prophecies in Isaiah say that we're going to have, that God was going to give us a new language. And I believe that language is English. The English language is definitely spoken by most of the Caucasian people, even in Europe, as a second language. And, of course, they're trying to get, the Mexican language spoken here maybe as a first language, but English still prevails. So I believe, yes, I mean, if you want to learn Hebrew, Greek, or whatever, that's up to you. You don't have to do that to study the Bible, though, but you do need a good Greek and Hebrew lexicon to study the Bible and study just the meaning of certain words, but not necessarily learn the language totally. But, no, I believe English is the language that we're going to have in the kingdom, even, as the language of Caucasian is, Israel is today. But Hebrew comes from the Welsh language, yeah. Believe it or not, is almost pure Hebrew.
Well, that's I think that's what Joe is driving at, too,
yeah.
Right, Joe?
Yes.
Yes.
You know, we want to get that cultural
yes.
knowledge that goes along with it.
I get you.
You know, 65% of the English language spoken today is Hebrew.
That's correct.
Yeah. And not to be confused with Yiddish.
No, not Yiddish.
Now, let's. In fact, that leads to my next point. Let's go to Hebrew Christian teachers. Let's not go to non-Christian for our Hebrew translations.
Mm.
I find that there's a tendency to go to non-Christian teachers for Hebrew for Christian translations, mm-hmm. And you got big problems there.
Yeah, I'd never go to a rabbi to teach me the Bible.
No. Okay,
and the word Hebrew itself means those from across.
Yes.
And,
oh my.
You know, that tells a lot.
A lot of people relate Hebrew to the nominal Jews today, which is no relation at all.
No.
Like you say, their natural language is Yiddish anyway, not Hebrew.
Mm-hmm.
Well, in some cases, if you refer to the language spoken, Judah would be one of the seed lines, and they slang it for Jew. So
mm-hmm.
That's where the word Jew comes from,
yeah.
The word Judah, the house of Judah. Yeah.
Another misnomer.
Yes.
Huh?
Yeah, and you were a Judahite or a Judean. The word Jew actually is not even in the original Hebrew scriptures at all, or the Greek scriptures.
Or the New Testament.
It's either Judahite or Judean, actually, mm-hmm. And that meant a person that lived in the house of Judah or Judea.
That's right.
It did not mean it's a nationalistic word. It's not a racial word at all.
Yes. Well, we got to move along.
Yeah.
Joe, did you have any other point quickly or not?
One other quick thing.
Yes,
Esther, the book of Esther.
Yes.
Which Jesus never mentioned, but Daniel never mentioned
right.
her.
Right.
Jesus never mentioned her, but the book was placed in the Council of Trent. It was placed in the Bible in 300 A.D., And it was put there for a reason, so that the Father could show you the genealogy of the Kenite.
Mm-hmm.
And so for somebody that wants to see the M.O. of the Kenite, that would be the book to read.
Boy, what a sense of humor he has, huh?
And he also planted his sacred name four times hidden in the scriptures in acrostics and rubrics.
Right, right. Very good. Thank you, Joe, for that. Good call,
okay,
as always, and Gene, excellent teaching. Let's take another call. We have, let's see, Chris in New York. Hello, Chris.
Good morning. You're coming in here tonight on only through your show. Apparently, if people are trying shortwave, it's awesome.
No, I know. We haven't been on the shortwave for a while. Okay, go ahead.
All right, thank
question.
You. In Chapter 3, Gene, of Timothy, 2 Timothy, the verse 4 of chapter 3, again, this is 2 Timothy. God is warning us what's going to happen in the last days as now. The verse says, traitors among others. Does that mean, of course, it must, traitors to their own nations? In other words, chapter 3, this is 2 Timothy,
mm-hmm.
Verse 4.
Uh-huh. Traitors.
any...
Well, yeah, we of course, you could say traitors of in our history, of course, but...
Petty, high-minded traitors, yes.
Yes, traitors to our race, to the white race of Adam and Eve, and it is the Caucasian Israel people, traitors to the Bible, to Christianity. I think it's talking mainly about these false prophets that teach these Jewish fables, like we're talking about tonight, that
right.
discredit the Bible, that go against what true science knows and what true history teaches. These are the, I think it's talking about these false prophets that are in conspiracy, as Ezekiel chapter 22 and verse 25 says. They're in a conspiracy to do this, and it's a conspiracy of the prophets, it says. And I think these are the traitors, these people that claim to be Christians, but they are a traitor to the Bible because they do not teach the truth of the Bible as we're trying to do on Rick's program tonight. And I want to say that fulfilled prophecy in history and even prophecy that's being fulfilled today is the greatest evidence that the Bible is the Word of God. Why would a God create a people and not want to give that people an instruction manual? You don't go out here and buy any car that doesn't come with an instruction manual. So why would the God of the universe, God the Father in Christ Jesus, why would they create a people and not give that people an instruction book? They have. It's called the Bible today.
All right.
Amen.
Hey,
you
got, yep.
Thank you, Gene.
Thank you.
Thank you
very kindly. All right. We have Jerry in Connecticut now. Hello, Jerry. You're on with Gene Smith.
Hey, Gene. How you doing?
All right.
Gene, is God fallible?
No. Is God fallible?
Yeah.
No.
No.
No, he cannot be. He's not fallible, but we are.
No, I understand that. But what's the difference between the Old and the New Testament, then?
Well, the word testament means, of course, a covenant, and a covenant's an agreement.
Right.
In the Old Covenant, it was the Israelites were given physical blessings, as stated in Deuteronomy 28, for their obedience to the commandments, statutes, and judgments of God. In the New Covenant, we still have the same laws to be obeyed, but the blessings are different. It's eternal life in the kingdom of God now, not just blessings in this life. In fact, if you're a real Christian in this life, you're not going to have many blessings. You're going to have a tribulation, Jesus said. And Christian history proves that.
See, my problem with this is that when we deal with the Old Testament, we're dealing with Joshua and Jericho, so to speak, and dealing with the Canaanites, an eye for an eye. Then when we get to the New Testament, we're dealing with pretty much, you know, let everybody pass and get away with anything they want.
The New Covenant at all.
Really?
The New Covenant, if you read Hebrews chapter 8, verses 7 to 10, Hebrews chapter 10, verse 17, that's New Testament scripture. It talks about the laws will be in our hearts and minds in the New Covenant. That's also taught in Jeremiah 31. The New Covenant's just a new agreement. It's not any change in the commandments and statutes for us to obey. The same commandments and statutes the ancient Israelites had to obey in the Old Covenant are what the Christians need to obey in the New Covenant for eternal life. But we have the promise of eternal life, whereas the Israelites in the Old Covenant never had that promise. They do have that opportunity, though, through Christ Jesus.
I think one of the biggest things is I think Luke 22, people get confused with that. I think one of the, if you could clarify that.
What is that now?
Luke 22.
Luke 22?
Yes.
Or what about Luke 22
now? Wherever it says, you know, give your cloak for a sword. Because I think that's extremely misinterpreted.
Well, he meant there to protect yourself. He never told his disciples to go and overthrow the Roman government with a sword.
Mm-hmm.
But he did say, he did command us to have a weapon to defend our families and ourselves personally.
Right.
That is the teachings of Christ Jesus, and very good teaching, needless to say, as anybody with any common sense would agree with that. But not to use that sword to try and overthrow the Roman government. Christ Jesus is going to overthrow these human governments when he returns, as Revelation says. He's going to be the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and these kingdoms of this world are to become the kingdoms of Christ Jesus and God the Father. So he's coming to overthrow human pagan government. He's coming to overthrow pagan religion, antichrist religion of Judaism and Kabbalah, and he's coming to establish his kingdom government with the commandments and statutes and judgments to be the laws of that kingdom here in America. That kingdom is going to be here in America, prophetic Jerusalem of Zechariah, and that kingdom is going to be a blessing to all people, as I've said previously.
In the millennium, yeah. Thank you, Jerry. Jerry, we have to break. I appreciate your good questions. You know, earlier, you, Gene, you were answering Stefan's question about collectivism, and you referred to Stalin, and, you know, I couldn't help but think, yeah, Stalin was a collectivist, but he had a good friend in Washington named Franklin Delano Roosevelt, or Fraudulent Deficit Roosevelt, as some would say.
Right.
And, of course, America went socialist collectivist also at that time and brought us into war against brothers in Europe, you know, the most, which I think Jeremiah itself prophesied in 21, the war between Judah and the house of Israel once again, and the children of Cain financing that war of evil, right?
Exactly.
Yep, unbelievable. World War II. All right, we'll be right back. We have Charlene next, and we'll take that call for Gene Smith, BibleTruthMan.com. I'm Rick Adams. Stay tuned.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car. And a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you. Because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody. Because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Hitting them pretty hard and knocking them right out of the park. Rick Adams is on. Right on. On base, on point, on RBNLive.com.
And we're back with Gene Smith in just the final few minutes here, and we'll take one final call right now. Charlene, hi, you're on the program.
Hi. I really found tonight very interesting, and
totally agree with a lot of the things he said, but there are a few things that I think I take exception to, and one of them is 2 Corinthians chapter 3, because it says that when Moses engraved the law in stone tablets, it says that was as an administration of death, and when Christ came on the earth, he said that whoever loves has fulfilled the law, and in 1 Corinthians 8, it describes that kind of godly love, and it ends up in verse 8, that love never fails. And in the King James Bible, some of the discrepancies, the word ion or ionios never means forever or everlasting. It always refers to an age. And I think the last one, it sort of goes along with what he first said when you began your discussion. 1 Peter 1:20 says that Christ was foreknown before the disruption of the world. So I think whatever was on the earth, like is it Joe that pointed out that, yes, there was a great flood that covered the mountains, and that did take place way before Adam and Eve on the earth. Anyway, those are just a few comments, and I do believe it's God's purpose, like it says in 1 Corinthians 15, verse 28, I think. It says that when Christ has had everything made subject to him, he himself turned himself over to the Father that God would become all in all. And that is a wonderful thing to look forward to. And I guess that's all my comments tonight.
All right, thank
you. Well, let me respond to that. The word love is fulfilled for us, is defined for us, rather. In Romans chapter 13 and verse 10, Paul says, through the inspiration of God the Father in Christ Jesus, that love is the fulfilling of the law. Christ Jesus said the law is divided into love for God and love for your neighbor. And in 1 John chapter 5, it says that the love, for this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. And those commandments include the statutes, because the statutes show us how to obey the Ten Commandments. And so, therefore, love is defined as keeping the law of God the Father in Christ Jesus in Exodus and Deuteronomy, not the animal sacrifices. They were never part of the Old Covenant. We're talking about the commandments and statutes that are given for us in Exodus and Deuteronomy. And are part of the new covenant also, as Hebrews chapter 8 and verses 7 to 10 say, and Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 16 say, that these laws will be in our hearts and minds as new covenant Christians.
Right. So, Gene, we're out of time, though. I see the clock ticking.
What now?
And I just, we're out of time, so I don't want to deprive you. Thank you for the call, man. The chance to just mention again how people can reach you.
Yes, at the 817 area code 483-1485, 817 area code 483-1485, or write me at P.O. Box 151433, P.O. Box 151433, Arlington, A-R-L-I-N-G-T-O-N, A-R-L-I-N-G-T-O-N, Texas. The zip is 760-15-76015, or go to my website, BibleTruthMan.com.
Great program, Gene, tonight. It was a real blessing having you. We'll look forward to the next one.
Yes, very much.
Thank you, Brother Gene. Bye-bye
now.
All right. Good show, ladies and gentlemen. Lord willing, we'll see you Monday night at 9 Central. Rick Adams, have a very good, blessed, good weekend. It's true.